I'm Pastor Myron Dom. At Northmar Church, we believe the Bible is God's holy word, given to us from God for our benefit. God's word gives us wisdom, direction, comfort, and conviction. As we expound His word verse by verse each week, we hope to encourage and give you insight as you walk one step behind Jesus. Thanks for listening.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let us rise to our feet and celebrate this one who laid down his life willingly and powerfully took it up again on the third day. we celebrate Christ the Lord is risen.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Alleluia. Oh, alleluia.
Oh, he lives again.
Lives again, our glorious King. Alleluia.
Where,
O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Dying once, he all doth save. Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave? Alleluia.
Oh, Christ is risen. Choir, let's celebrate.
All the glory, hallelujah.
He is worthy,
he is worthy,
and he is holy,
hallelujah.
Oh, we join with all creation this morning. We shout out the praise of our Redeemer. He is risen, his work is done.
Love's redeeming work is done. Hallelujah. Fought the fight, the battle won. Hallelujah. Death in vain forbids him rise. Hallelujah. Christ has opened paradise.
Sing with us, church. He is risen.
He is risen. He is risen. Alleluia.
Oh, he is risen.
He is risen. He is risen. Alleluia.
Of the year, because today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen? Praise his name. Praise his name. If Jesus had not come alive, we wouldn't be here. We'd be sleeping in and depressed. But because Jesus is alive, we're here today celebrating his glory and giving him alone all the praise. He is worthy of all of it. If you are a guest today, we're glad you've joined in with our celebration. We're happy to have you be here today. Thank you for coming and celebrating the King of Kings with us. At Northmark Church, everything we do is all about Jesus Christ. He alone gets all the glory. Little ones, ages kindergarten and younger, there's a little room next door there, that building there next to you. You can go there for a kids program if you'd like to, but you're welcome to stay with mom and dad as well. Mom and dad, you make that decision. We're going to receive an offering now, and I'd like to invite the ushers to come. Would all of you bow your heads with me as we pray? Jesus, we thank you so much that we can trust you. We thank you so much that we can declare your worth and sing with all of our heart, Lord God, that you are alive. We do not worship a God who is distant and removed. We do not worship a God who doesn't understand. We worship a living Lord who is King of Kings, yet knows what it means to suffer and face anguish and grief and, yes, physical pain. So because you understand, Jesus, we can come to you with hope and assurance that you can make the difference in us. Jesus, you can change each of us today. And we ask you to be at work here because you're the one who changes everything. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We worship you and we lift our song to you with excitement today because you are worthy. Take these gifts. May we steward them for your purposes that more people would come to know you personally just like we do, Jesus. That's what this is all about. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We sing, in Christ alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
Let's stand in his presence.
And as he stands,
come on, church,
in victory,
sin's curse
has lost its grip on me.
For I am his,
and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
No guilt in life, that's ours.
No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. I
invite you to be seated.
Amen.
What kind of man welcomes the company of the hurting, helpless, and the hopeless?
What kind of a man can heal the pain with a single soft touch?
What kind of a man multiplies hope and freedom as easily as he does fish and bread?
Who else can turn our dusty old religion into a brand new relationship?
What kind of man would claim to be God in the flesh, but then allow that same flesh to be torn apart?
What kind of a man would embrace betrayal,
insults,
torture,
mockery,
and death,
and yet live to tell about it?
Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody.
Who could speak with such authoritative words and yet drench them with compassion?
Who could be strong enough to still the storms, yet be so meek and humble?
Who could allow the hands that created the universe to also be nailed into a wooden cross?
Who could choose patience despite deserving immediate and complete obedience?
Who could be blameless and without fault, but still endure the judgment others deserve?
Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody. Who will love us like him? Who will be with us when all others have left?
Who comforts us in suffering? Who is our peace in the midst of anxiety?
Who reassures me when my mind is drowning in doubt?
Who accepts me as I am, with no strings attached?
Who else would die for me while I was sinking in sin?
Who else can turn the grave into Easter morning?
Nobody.
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 Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody. Nobody but Jesus. Jesus alone. No one like him across all time, all space, unparalleled. Christ alone. He is our hope. We sing to him.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
On every voice, my hope is built.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Christ alone.
Christ alone. Cornerstone. Weak made strong in the same.
know what storms you're facing this morning, but Jesus is with you.
When darkness seems to hide his face,
rest.
I rest on his unchanging grace.
Oh,
in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Church, stand and testify to that.
My anchor holds within.
Hope is in Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Oh, Christ alone, Christ alone. Worship you. We adore you. Give him praise this morning, church. Hallelujah. may be seated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Food Assistance Ministry.
I'm not sure about a ministry, but I did come for food. Pastor Troy from Soul Body Mind sent me here. I hope by the right place, because my ride just dropped me off.
Yes, you're in the right place. I need your proof of ID, proof of income, and how many's in your family?
This is just like going to the welfare office. I didn't bring my ID or proof of anything. I didn't come for all this hassle. I came for food. So can I get some food or not?
Well,
I should have known Pastor Troy was lying to me. He said he called ahead and I should speak with Renee.
Oh, you're here for Renee. I'll be happy to get her for you.
Are you Shayla?
I'm Renee. Pastor Troy said that you would be coming and that you would explain your special circumstances.
I know you're faking. Pastor Troy told you what happened. I know he told you that I tried to steal a food basket out of his car. Listen, I spent my money on drugs and I was hungry. There's no use lying about it because he caught me red-handed. But then he said some junk about not feeling led to turn me in, that he was gonna let God intervene and show me his love. He said if I came to Northmar and talked about the food pantry ministry and something called Celebrate Recovery, I don't know, that he wouldn't report me. I'm just here so he won't report me. And because he said I can get some food. So can I get some food or not?
Shayla, you'll get the food, but first you need to attend the worship service. Then we'll talk about Celebrate Recovery. So can you have a seat, please?
Changing the tire, changing the laundry, or for some of us, changing the baby. Change requires an interruption of what we were in the middle of doing and an interruption of our plans in order to do something entirely different, usually in a way that we hadn't planned on. In terms of lifestyle, change does not come any easier. Some of you may have found yourself surrounded in life circumstances which have been less than pleasant. You may also have found yourself facing the consequences of certain decisions that you have made that you now regret, decisions which you wish you could undo. Most likely, many of you have tried to change your circumstances into something better than what you have now. Is this you today? Are you one of many of us who have tried to change your own ways, only to have failed time and time again, losing hope that it's even possible? If so, consider this. God does not ask you to change yourself. He asks that you allow him to change you. Let me give you an example of another man in the same situation. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 through 8 tells us that Paul originally was a terrorist and then he became an apostle. After Jesus' death and resurrection, Paul was an apostle, preacher, and teacher because Jesus had saved him and God was working in his life. You might be asking, could God change me? The answer is yes. Jesus and the gospel of Christ changes everything. The conversion that happened to Paul can happen with us. Accepting Jesus as Lord causes a dramatic change in a life. Because Jesus died for us, our lives are changed and should be changing. If you want Jesus to change you, repeat this prayer. Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I have done. Please forgive me. I want to turn away from my sin. I believe you are the Son of God, that you died for my sins, that you rose from death. I want you to take over my life. Help me now. In Jesus' name, amen.
So hard to believe that 2 years ago, I was stealing from Pastor Troy and drowning in my addiction. That day, Pastor Troy sent me to Northmore for food at the Food Pantry Ministry. Bill delivered a message from God that touched my heart, and God's word changed me. I went for physical food, but God had other plans and fed my soul. I eventually went to Celebrate Recovery, and I've been coming ever since. I now lead a small group here. I never imagined that Jesus could change me. God's word changed me, and it's changing me every day.
Hi, Shayla. Isn't it strange seeing you here?
Hi, Gabby. It's been a long time.
Well, yeah, it's been 2 years to be exact. Last time we were together, we broke into Miss Rebecca's house. We stole her money, her jewelry. You know, we used to get high. You know what? I think I remember that was the same exact day you stole from Pastor Troy's car. Maybe you forgot to mention that in your little testimony just because you're enrolled in college and think you're better and you're smart. You know, you're no different than me. You're an addict, a thief, a liar, and a fake. I may be a drug user, a liar, and a thief, but I'm no fake. You see, I think the Celebrate Recovery people think you're changed or whatever, but you're not. You see, you can't fool God. He knows the real you.
Exactly. I can't fool God. God knows who I am, and he knows who I was. And yet, he loves me. That day, the same day I stole from Miss Rebecca and tried to steal from Pastor Troy, I heard the gospel of Christ, and it made me want to change. It changed me. I'm not who I was since I accepted Jesus. The gospel changes everything. The gospel taught me to come to Jesus just as I am, with faults and failures. If you give me a heart, he will change you through his word. Jesus and the word of God can change you.
Do you really think God can change me? I want to live a life free of drugs. I can't take this anymore. You see, I came here for help. I came here because I saw the flyer on Mind, Body, and Soul's office after I dropped off my daughter for tutoring. I want to be changed. I've been clean for 2 days. That's a start, right?
It doesn't matter if you've been clean for 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 months, or 2 years. If you confess your faults to Jesus, he will forgive you. God wants us to live free from our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Let me share something with you. Romans 8:39 promises that nothing you have done or will do can separate you from the love of God. And Romans 10:9 promises that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you give Jesus your heart, he will change you. Jesus changes everything. Changes everything, the turning point in history, even now is changing me from who I was. The story of my Savior calls me to the wonder of the cross. The gospel changes everything. Everything, and it is changing me. The gospel changes everything, the turning point in history, even now is changing me from who I was. The story of my Savior calls to the wonder of the cross. The gospel changes everything, and it is changing me. You save my soul by your blood, and I'm undone by your changes everything. There is no greater mystery that God would come to rescue me from who I was. The kindness of my Savior calls me to the wonder of his love. Jesus changes everything, and he is changing me. You save my soul by your blood, and I'm undone by your great love. You made a way
Who is this one that changes everything? That changed Shayla's life, that changed my life, that can change yours. His name is Jesus, the Son of God. He was born miraculously of a virgin, God and man at the same time. He lived a perfect life, then willingly, voluntarily, obediently laid down that life on a cruel cross of suffering, dying for Shayla's sin and my sin and your sin. But he didn't stay dead. 3 days later, after being buried, he rose from the dead purposefully and powerfully, victorious over sin and death. Why did he do this? So that we could change. Jesus changes everything. I know that many of us gathered here today on Easter can testify, Jesus has changed me. Can you testify to that? Jesus has changed my life. He's changed me. He's made all the difference in my existence, in my experience. I shudder to think what my life would be like if he had not changed me. And he continues to change me all the time with his grace and his mercy, his provision and his power. If he can change Shayla, if he can change me, he can change us, then he can change you. Maybe this morning the dots are being connected for you. And you're seeing that gospel we've talked about, Jesus leading a perfect life, dying on that cross, rising from the dead, the Son of God doing this out of love for me, that I can connect those dots right back to this little heart of mine. This little heart of mine that desperately needs change, needs hope, needs peace, needs forgiveness. Maybe you're connecting those dots this morning to your heart. If so, I want to invite you, put your faith in Jesus. You've tried changing. You've tried for years to make your life better, to make things work. Can I ask you frankly, how's it going? How's that working out for you? I know in my own experience, when I attempted to do it under my own strength, I could go for a while, like 14 minutes. And then, train wreck, crash and burn, bodies everywhere. You know how this works. I desperately need Jesus to keep on changing me, making me more like him. I don't want to live one day without his presence. Because one day without him, stay away from me. It gets bad. It gets ugly. It's always sad. But with Jesus, even on my worst of days, when I make a fool of myself, there is forgiveness and there is freedom. So those hurts that I have that drive me crazy sometimes, those habits that need to be stopped, those hang-ups that I'm still working through, guess what? Jesus is changing me, and he can change you too. It comes down to whether or not we will allow him to have lordship, control, authority over us. You see, someone's got to be in charge. Someone's got to be responsible. Someone's got to make the decisions. It can be you, or you can humble yourself like Shayla did, like I have, like so many of us here have today, and say, I'm going to turn it all over to you, Jesus. And I'm going to ask you to be in charge of me, to be Lord over me, to guide me in every decision that I might please and honor you. If you're connecting those dots this morning, I want to encourage you, just like Shayla did in the film, choose today to say, Jesus, I'm yours. Be mine. Would you all bow your heads with me? And if this morning you want to connect those dots of this gospel message to your heart, to your life, if this morning you realize, I've got to change, then remember this truth that our Lord Jesus said. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Believe he is the way. Believe he is the truth. And believe that he can change your life. If you want to believe today, you can whisper the simple prayer with me. God, I accept that you love me. I admit that I have sin in my life. I am a sinner, and I want to be forgiven. I place my faith in you, Jesus. I believe you are Lord. You died on that cross for me. You rose to give me new life. I believe you. And I trust you from this time forward. And I will follow you the rest of my days. With our heads still bowed, if you prayed that prayer with me this morning, would you just lift your hand heavenward as a way of signifying, Jesus, I'm giving you my life. Would you just lift that hand? It's as if you're saying, Jesus, here's my life. I lift it up to you, and I ask you to take it and to direct my steps and to lead me. And now all of us that are trusting Jesus already, would you lift your hands with me? Put your hand up again, signifying, saying, Jesus, I'm giving you my life. And let me pray for us. Jesus, you see every lifted hand here. We're trusting you, Jesus, to be Lord over us. We affirm today that our lives are yours, and we need you to keep on changing us. Jesus, you change everything. Keep on changing me. I want to be more like you. I want to honor you all of my days. Allow your resurrection power to make all the difference in my little life. I trust you, and I give you glory because you alone are worthy. In Jesus' powerful name we pray together. Amen. Amen.
Just as
That is the gospel. We come broken, guilty, desperate, wounded, just as we are. And we come to the only one who can deal with brokenness and guilt and desperation, who can really deal with it. And he demonstrated his authority to do so when he walked out of a tomb. The tomb is empty. And we this morning celebrate the fact that Jesus has authority over sin, over death, over the grave. He is alive forever. And because he is alive, so too shall we live. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
He is alive forever. Amen. We sing.
Let the children sing a song of liberation. God of our salvation, set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and see. He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive. Praise and glory to the Lamb. He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive forever, amen. Oh, let my heart sing out. Let my heart sing out. For Christ, the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescued me. Death won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me. No grave will ever keep me from, because I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive forever. If you're alive this morning, sing with us. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Hear us, Lord. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive forever, amen. Because you are worthy, Jesus.
worthy of a praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of a praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. I know it's a lot of words, but let's try it. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy. He's alive.
He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive. Praise and glory to the Lamb.
Oh, Jesus is alive.
Alive, alive.
Glory to the Lamb. Oh, Jesus is alive, 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 hallelujah, alive forever, amen. Oh, he's alive forever.
He's alive forever, amen.
Once more, he's alive.
He's alive forever, amen.
Revelation, the fifth chapter, says, worthy is the Lamb who to receive honor and glory and riches and power and strength. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Let's sing it again. Worthy is the Lamb,
worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty King. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome.
Chance, sing it out.
He's alive forever. Amen.
He's alive forever. We just rehearsed that. He's alive forever. Amen. So be it. And because he lives, so too shall we. I'm so glad that you were here this morning to celebrate the fact that the empty tomb, Jesus, the gospel, changed everything. And I trust it's making a difference in your life. Maybe today you made a deeper connection to that than you've ever known before. Won't you come back? Every Sunday doesn't sound just like this, but it is all about Jesus, the one who changes everything. It sounds close, though. I mean, Myron, you know. Happy Easter. God bless you.
I hope this message from God's Word has encouraged you in your spiritual journey. On Sundays, we have an Inspire service at 9 a.m. in our fellowship hall and two Engage services in our sanctuary at 9:30 and 11. Come by and visit us. You can also check us out on the web at northmarkchurch.com or simply download the Northmark Church app to your device. We would be honored to serve you in any way we can. May the Lord give you an increased awareness of His presence in your life.